Hey, everybody, Zach Taylor, and I'm joined by Bryan ISD Athletic Director Lance Angel. And Coach, I know it's a very difficult time for the Bryan ISD family right now with the passing of Coach Eric Jackson. And he graduated from Bryan High, is that right?
He did, yes, sir.
Okay. So having a guy that has been around the community for so long, I know, of course, he went off and coached at many different places, including Houston Stafford, but coming back to Bryan ISD, and I'm sure there's quite a few folks who have known him probably ever since he was in high school.
Well, it was, and it was just a great fit for Rutter, and it was a great fit for Eric. You know, I've talked to Eric numerous times, and, you know, it brought so much joy to him to be able to come back home and be a part of this community and being a Rutter Ranger meant a lot to him.
Now, he was already there whenever you arrived at Bryan ISD, but just your interactions with him personally, what kind of guy was he?
Eric was a quiet guy, but he was well respected. Always commanded the respect of the kids. You know, it was amazing if you would watch him at practice or a game. Even though he oftentimes had a quiet demeanor when he spoke, he had the respect of everybody Just a great guy personally, and I know the Rutter family and all of us will miss him.
Well, you talked about his commanding of the team, and obviously success came with that. And really, even though he was battling health issues, as we were talking about from quite some time ago, actually this past season, he was able to lead the team to a very successful year this year.
He was, and obviously a lot of help with from his assistant coaches who stepped up and had to fill some roles, and we appreciate them for that. But Eric did battle some, but you know what? He was there. He was part of it, and got to see, you know, the fruits of his labor with Rutter going to the regional tournament.
And for his players, have you guys reached out to them at all? I know, of course, it's in the summertime. You've already broken out from school, but has anybody reached out to the team or anything like that? Are you planning on getting them together?
Well, I know that Coach Jeremy Cunningham, one of the assistants, and Coach Gordwin, there's an open gym tonight for the kids, and I think a lot of the kids will be there and just be able to talk through this. There's a Great American Shootout tournament this weekend that a lot of the kids have played, that Eric will be involved in. So it'll be a tough time, but you know, at the same time, I think we all need to celebrate the number of lives that Eric touched.
Right, and I know the mourning process and getting to celebrate his life takes some time, obviously, but as you look on down the road, have you guys thought at all, I know with his health issues, have you guys thought at all about what's going to be next for the Rutter basketball program, or is that something you're going to touch on later on?
Well, obviously, we will get through this time, but for the you know, the sake of the kids, we also need to be planning and preparing what we'll do. So we'll sit down as a staff and with some administration and gather plans up and begin that process at the right time and make sure that the right person is there and that, you know, we're making sure that the kids are taken care of and they have somebody that can lead the program in the future. But We'll pick the right time to do that. Obviously, like you said, right now we want to mourn and celebrate Coach Jackson.
Bryan ISD Athletic Director Lance Angel joining us to talk about Rutter High head basketball coach Eric Jackson, unfortunately passed away recently. Coach, thank you so very much for your time. Really do appreciate it. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers go with the Bryan ISD family as well as Coach Jackson's family.
Thank you, Zach.